This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government policies and programs being unveiled in Federal Parliament today. Vote counts of May 13 local level elections completed at 739 local levels out of 753 across the country. And 10 people dead, dozens saved after 10-story buildings collapses in Iran. Now, the news in detail. The government is unveiling its annual policies and programs for the fiscal year 2079-80 today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari will read out the policy document at a joint session of the Federal Parliament at 4 p.m. today. Secretary at the Parliament Secretariat, Rojnath Pandey, said that all the preparations for the address of the President in the House have been completed. Pandey also informed that Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Chief Justice, Nepal Army Chief and heads of constitutional bodies will be present in the Parliament on the occasion. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma will prepare and present an annual appropriation bill for the next fiscal year in line with the document presented in the House. An annual report of the Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee under the House of Representatives has been passed. Committee Secretary Uday Bhandari said that the report prepared by the committee incorporating its activities carried out in a year was passed after holding a discussion on it. Similarly, the report submitted by SIGTA, Rani Jamara and Bheri Babai Project Study Task Force was also passed in the meeting. Likewise, the meeting also approved the report presented by Scientific Forest Management Related Task Force was also passed following deliberations over it. Final vote counts of the May 13 local level elections have been completed at 739 local levels out of 753 across the country. According to the Election Commission, the local levels reporting the final vote count results make up more than 98% of the total number. The results tally puts the Nepali Congress in the topmost position, followed by CPN-UML and the CPN-Maoist Center. Counting is underway at some major local levels such as Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Pokhara metropolises and some others. Meanwhile, both mayoral and deputy mayoral candidates of the ruling alliance have been elected in Bharatpur Metropolis. Renu Dahal of the CPN Maoist Center was re-elected as the mayor and Chitra Sen Adhikari of the Nepali Congress was elected as the deputy mayor. Dahal secured 52,028 votes while her nearest rival from CPN-UML, Vijay Subedi, got 39,582 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Chitra Sen Adhikari has been elected as deputy mayor. Similarly, both mayoral and deputy mayoral candidates from the ruling alliance have won in Birganj Metropolis. Janata Samajwadi Party leader Rajesh Man Singh has been elected as mayor by collecting 46,215 votes, while his nearest rival from CPN-UML, Vijay Sarabagi, secured 23,671 votes. Birganj is the only metropolis in Madhes province. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Imtiaz Alam has been elected deputy mayor, securing 25,158 votes. The office of the chief returning officer is making preparation for the formal announcement. Likewise, in Kathmandu Metropolitan City, independent mayoral candidate Balendra Saha is still leading the vote count. According to the latest tally provided by the Election Commission, Balendra is leading with 50,034 votes, while Srijana Singh, the Nepali Congress candidate from coalition, has secured 30,767 votes, and CPN-UML candidate Keshab Sthapit is following behind with 30,015 votes. Similarly, Nepali Congress candidate Chiribabu Maharajan, backed by the alliance, is leading the vote count in Lalitpur Metropolitan City. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Pashim province and at a few places in hilly regions of the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 16.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 20. 27 degrees Celsius with 4 millimeters of rain. At present, there is a general effect of local winds or low pressure line around Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal in India and westerly winds in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. The Iranian Red Crescent has said 10 people have been killed and dozens injured after an unfinished building collapsed in southwest Iran. State media reported rescue teams worked through the night to pull out the dozens still trapped in the 10-story Metropole office block in Abadan. Officials said the cause of the collapse was being investigated. A regional governor told Iranian state news agency IRNA those who were trapped in the building for hours had been rescued and taken to hospital. A local prosecutor said both the Metropole's owner and the building contractor had been arrested. The Iranian Red Crescent said 23 rescue teams from Abadan and neighboring cities rushed to the scene along with more than a dozen ambulances. In 2017 as well, at least 20 people were killed, including 16 firefighters, when the 17-story Plasco building in Tehran caught fire and then collapsed. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned China is flirting with danger over Taiwan and vowed to intervene militarily to protect the island if it is attacked. Speaking in Japan, he appeared to contradict long-standing U.S. policy in the region, although the White House insisted there had been no departure. Mr. Biden drew a parallel line between Taiwan and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, prompting an angry rebuke from Beijing. The U.S. has previously been vague on what it would do in such a situation. China regards Taiwan as a breakaway province that must be unified with the mainland. The United States has no official diplomatic ties with Taiwan but sells arms to it as part of its Taiwan Relations Act, which states that U.S. must provide the island with the means to defend itself. Airbnb is shutting down its domestic rentals in China, where a zero-COVID policy has meant lockdowns are ongoing. The company is expected to instead focus on Chinese residents traveling abroad to other destinations. According to the United Nations World Tourism Organization, before the pandemic, Chinese travelers heading abroad had tripled in less than a decade, reaching 155 million journeys in 2019. But since 2020, China has some of the toughest COVID restrictions in the world, making travel into and around the country extremely difficult. Airbnb sets up its business in China in 2016. Since then, some 25 million guests have booked stays through the online home rental company. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government's policies and programs being unveiled in Federal Parliament today. Vote counts of May 13 local level elections completed at 739 local levels out of 753 across the country, and 10 people dead and dozens saved after 10-story building collapses in Iran. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.